This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
The Trump trap is set. This is Mike Adams here at pandemic.news. May 9th update for you. I can already see how this is very likely to play out. It's a trap for Trump and the Republican governors of states like Texas. All across America, there's complacency that's being pushed largely by the pro-Trump media. People are assuming because we flattened the curve, which means there's still typically a couple thousand people a day dying in the United States, but it's just moving sideways. You know, it's not getting much lower or much higher. People think because that's flattened that the virus is gone. No, the virus has only paused its exponential explosion. And the minute we reopen without adequate precautions, that is with complacency, not enough people wearing masks, not enough social distancing, not enough people taking zinc and vitamin D and so on, this virus is just going to pick up right where it left off, folks. The exponential explosion is just going to resume. It's like hitting play again on your remote after you had the video pause for a few minutes. You hit play, boom, it just keeps going. And what Democrats are doing, it's actually very clever on their part. They're setting up Trump to be blamed for all of this and Trump supporters as well. And in fact, Trump deserves some blame for this. So this is not entirely contrived, but the Democrats are locking down their cities and their states for an extended period of time while allowing the Republican and pro-Trump states to, you know, open earlier without adequate precautions. And what's going to happen is the shift of hospitalizations and deaths from liberal cities like New York City into conservative states, such as Texas and other states, that shift will become so apparent and so large after about, well, beginning after about 8 weeks, that the narrative, and mark my words on this, the narrative from the New York Times will be, look at the deaths across America. Look at who didn't protect the public. It's Trump people and conservative people, conservative governors and conservative media. This is going to be the narrative, and they will have data to back them up. New York City deaths are already plummeting. It's down to 200-something per day, down from about 800 per day. New York is falling. New Jersey seems like it has just peaked, and it's beginning to gradually settle. But the hotspots are cropping up in smaller towns and conservative states, and it's going to get way worse there because after, I give it about 8 weeks, 8 weeks of complacency will give the virus time to really spread. And overnight, it's going to explode in new cases of hospitalizations and deaths. I'm not just talking about people who are confirmed to be infected, because frankly, those test kits, you know, the antibody test kits are garbage. I don't believe any of those test kits. You know, all the kits where the Stanford researchers were running around saying, oh yeah, 4% of the population's already infected, because they were using the bogus test kits from China that the FDA has already banned now. Remember when the FDA allowed like 150 different companies to have testing kits and they were all made in China and none of them were accurate and you could test papaya and get a positive? Like you could test grocery fruit and they would all test positive for COVID-19. Those were the tests that were being used by Stanford researchers to say that we're on the way to herd immunity. No, we're not. No, not by my estimation, maybe 2% of the US population has been infected so far. Maybe. I mean, if you really push it, you could argue maybe 2.5%, something like that. But it's nowhere near the 80%+ needed for herd immunity, which means this virus has a lot more people to feed on before there's any kind of herd immunity. And it's the conservative governors and the conservative states and the Trump people who are saying falsely that we've beaten this thing. It's over. The economy is going to bounce back. All we have to do now is reopen the economy. And they're even saying, well, the lockdowns weren't necessary. See, not that many people died. Well, hey, we're heading up to, what, 100,000 deaths pretty soon. That's a lot of people. But it's nowhere near the millions who would have died if we hadn't started the lockdowns mid-March, by the way. Right now, by my projections, which turned out to be incredibly low compared to reality. My projections put us right now, at least the updated projections, at about 40,000 deaths a day is where we would be right now today if we had not had the lockdowns. I mean, imagine that, 40,000 deaths a day, you know, totally unmitigated spread, doubling about every 3.5 days, 40,000 deaths a day. It doesn't take long for that to reach millions, especially when it's continuing to multiply on an exponential track every single day. So without any mitigation strategies, we would have already been in disaster territory. The problem now is that there's a false sense that we've beat this thing. There's a false sense that it's no big deal. Because millions didn't die, as we warned about in the early projections, before any travel bans were put in place or before anybody stayed home and so on, we were on track for 2+ million deaths by July. Because that didn't happen and those deaths were averted, now there's this sense of complacency that's like, ah, reopen everything and have no precautions. So Mark Cuban sent out a team of people to audit local retailers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he found that 96% of the retail stores did not comply with the state mandates for precautions, such as sanitizing the door handles for the store, you know, and having customers line up with 6 feet in between them and so on. Now, you could argue whether or not those things work, but make no mistake, this virus spreads in indoor environments. That's why it's ravaging nursing homes and retirement centers. That's where it's really killing people. It spreads indoors. One person coughing or sneezing spreads the virus all over a store, a grocery store, a movie theater, what have you. I'm not as concerned about people outside, frankly. People on the beach, you know, very unlikely to catch it compared to people indoors. People indoors, you're just sharing the same air. This is why people get sick on cruise ships, because they're sharing the same air. So Mark Cuban found 96% non-compliance in the state of Texas. And you see a lot of the protesters who tend to be conservatives, they're out there with no masks and no social distancing and basically saying end the lockdowns without precautions. Now, where I'm different is I say, yes, end the lockdowns, but with precautions. There are ways, there are rational ways that we can protect public health and end the lockdown. So don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that we have to stay locked down forever. In fact, that's a trap. But if we end them, we have to do so with very specific things, such as vitamin D and zinc and wearing masks in public places and, you know, respecting social distancing and making sure high-risk people are protected, such as the elderly and people with obesity or hypertension, high comorbidity risk factors, and so on. There are things that we can do. I think very effective things. I think we can beat this virus if we do those things, but those things aren't happening. Instead, the narrative that we're getting, mostly again from the pro-Trump kind of media, Trump supporters, is that the virus is no big deal and it's already gone. It's faded away. It's we can ignore it now is their narrative. That is a tragic mistake and it's a trap for Trump. And the Democrats, trust me, I've even received some private texts on this of staffers who work for Democrats in Congress. The Democrats are laughing their asses off. The narrative among Democrats, and this is not me saying this, this is them saying this, but what they're saying is that these scientifically illiterate, you know, in their view, Trump supporters who can't do math are going to get their own president destroyed before the election by spreading the virus. That it's actually Trump supporters that are spreading the virus. And you know what? They're not wrong in most of that assessment, that it is Trump supporters who are spreading the virus because they have complacency. They didn't take the virus seriously. As a result, here's how this trap is going to unfold. According to, well, I mean, by now it should be common sense, but it isn't. I've got projections on this. You know, I can support all the numbers, but here's the bottom line. There are going to be about 2 months of complacency, which you could say part of May, part of June, or all of June and part of July, let's say. Let's call it mid-May through mid-July. About 2 months of complacency. By the end of July, the infection numbers and the hospitalization numbers will start to increase. You'll start to see increasing numbers of people going to the hospital in rural areas and in conservative states. By August, especially by mid-August and the last half of August, the deaths really start to mount up. And August then turns into basically what we saw in March. And September will be kind of like April, but probably without much in terms of mitigation. If we don't then see a re-lockdown in the areas that are getting hit, I would not be surprised, although these are not the official projections, so don't quote me on these numbers, but I would not be surprised if we have over 300,000 deaths before Election Day. It could even be 500,000 deaths in the United States. Again, that's not an official projection. I'm just saying if those numbers appear, I would not be surprised. It just depends really on whether the conservative states go back into lockdowns or not. If America decides, or at least conservative America decides at this point, that there shall be no more lockdowns ever, that there shall be no more mitigation attempts, no more mask wearing, no more social distancing. If that's their decision, and if that's what people do, then mark my words, and I say this on May 9th, 2020, there will be millions of deaths in America before the end of this calendar year. No question about it, if that's the way people respond. It will be a giant suicide march into oblivion, and Trump will go down in flames. The economy will go down in flames. I mean, America will just be ravaged by the number of deaths and hospitalizations. The second wave will make the first wave look like, you know, a walk in the park, a picnic. Because if people just say, look, I'm never going back into a lockdown again, then there's going to be a price to pay for that. And the price is millions of deaths to get to herd immunity. I've already done the math on this. Yes, we can get to herd immunity in the United States. We absolutely can. We could do it in a few months. It's just going to cost about 5 million dead people. That's right. That's right. You want herd immunity? Be careful what you ask for, because if you just go for it now, like we want herd immunity before the election, so open everything up. Let the virus spread. You can do that. If that's your conscious choice as a society, let's say, you can absolutely do that. You will have 5 million dead people before Election Day, which brings up a very important question. How do you run an economy on dead people? Now, I know the U.S. Treasury has tried to do that by sending bailout checks to dead people. And when they figured out that that's what happened, they demanded the dead people send the checks back. I've yet to follow how that's supposed to work. But you can't have what I call a zombie economy, where you've got right now the Trump administration paying workers to stay at home and not work while you allow the virus to spread and kill millions of people and then hope to win re-election because the economy is so good? What, because the stock market is high? So wait a minute. I mean, we've already seen the stock market skyrocketing as job losses mount up across the United States. You know, 33 million people now without jobs, according to official numbers. The real numbers are probably much higher. 33 million. And yet the stock market keeps going up. It's as if the more people lose their jobs, the happier Wall Street gets. Well, I guess then when millions of people start dying, the stock market should really skyrocket based on that logic, right? I mean, maybe you could double the Dow if 10 million people die. I mean, that's how insane things are. Yes, it's totally insane. And no, you can't run a national economy on dead people. It turns out dead people don't go shopping. Dead people don't buy stuff. Dead people don't consume. Dead people don't produce. And dead people don't pay taxes, well, for long. I mean, they do pay taxes after they're dead for a little while because you can't escape taxes even when you're dead. But a year or two later, dead people are not paying taxes any longer. So this whole idea that Trump is going to win because the economy is going to bounce back because we beat the virus already and there's nothing to worry about and the whole thing was faked and we're just going to reopen the economies and we're courageous, brave Americans. We beat the Nazis. We can sure beat this little tiny microscopic virus that's only 100 microns wide or whatever. All that is just stupidity. That's just denialism. That's like if I had a telescope and there's a giant asteroid heading for Earth and I could see it in the telescope and track the trajectory and I could see, oh, it's going to hit, you know, let's say Kansas. And it's going to destroy all of North America, and the asteroid is 100 miles wide and traveling at, you know, a million miles an hour or whatever. It's going to destroy North America and collapse the food supply for the whole world for years and destroy human civilization. And if I said that to people, I can just see people looking at the sky and say, I don't see an asteroid. What are you talking about? There's no asteroid. And you could show people the math, the photography. You could even have NASA scientists. Yep, there's an asteroid coming for us. It's going to hit us. People would look at the sky and say, ah, it's all faked. There's no asteroid. Look in the sky yourself. And then there'd be, you know, the flat earthers would say, there's not even outer space. There is no outer space. There's no asteroid. There's no, the earth is flat. There'd be that argument, you know. A lot of people would be saying, oh, you're trying to scare us. into believing your silly asteroid theory, you know, whatever. And it would be a global killer. But most people, up until the moment that that giant fireball appeared in the sky, most people would be living in a state of denial. And then at the very last minute, as the asteroid started to collide with the atmosphere, and you could start seeing massive flames and fiery bits of rock in the sky, then people would say, huh, what is that? You know, at the very last minute, then they would all panic and go buy toilet paper. You know, that's what would happen. Because when you do see a giant 100-mile-wide asteroid falling out of the sky, the first thing you do is yourself. So yeah, there'd be a run on toilet paper, but it'd be pointless since the global food supply would collapse. But it doesn't matter. I mean, the masses are never going to believe what's coming until it's almost here. And this is especially true with exponential growth. And by the way, an asteroid approaching planet Earth uses an exponential increase in its velocity because of the function of the acceleration of gravity, which is 9.8 meters per second squared when you're in Earth's full gravity. So the squared function is obviously an exponential function, which is why it's hard for people to estimate the acceleration of gravity, by the way. Not that people typically need to do that a lot, but it is difficult for people to estimate. So if you ask somebody, hey, if you jump off that building, you know, what will be your velocity when you hit the sidewalk? Their answer will be, I don't care. I just lost all my money in the stock market. I'm jumping anyway, because they can't even do the math, so it doesn't matter. But the point in all of this is that if you want to live through this, we've got to be realistic about what's actually happening. The virus is real. It feeds on humans. It spreads from person to person, which is an exponential function. And if we reopen the states without precautions, then the Trump trap will be set, and Trump's own supporters will spread the virus, ensuring mass death and another stock market crash long before the election. They will ensure that Trump is defeated and will go down in history under a cloud of shame and cluelessness, with his own supporters vilified for being, as the Democrats would say, mathematically illiterate, science illiterate. And then the Democrats will use that argument to say, see, they're also wrong about climate change. You see where that's going. The Democrats will say, well, we were right about the virus. We're also right about climate change. Carbon dioxide is a pollutant, which is insane. See, that's where the Democrats fail math, by the way, is on climate change. The truth is, most people just can't do any math at all. They just believe whatever their tribe is telling them, their tribal leaders. But thinking for themselves, that's a very rare trait these days. Very few people can do that. I hope you're one of those people. I bet you are, if you're listening to this. And I'll do my best to try to keep you informed as events unfold. So thank you for listening. Beware of the Trump trap. It's coming. August is the time frame to expect a real uptick in the number of hospitalizations and deaths. And most people won't see it coming until it's too late. But thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Pandemic.news is the website. Be safe. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.